what I do, it encourages me. This is a chance. You as are representing your constituents right now by bringing this up and talking about it. That's what I'm doing as sheriff. I guarantee you, I've had about zero backlash on anything I have said, and I've been very vocal about this. I think most people know that. But I've had so much support. And I guess I'm going to wear the title Rogue Sheriff pretty proudly, because I guess that's what the majority of the sheriffs are. Thank you, and I encourage you to vote yes supporting this.
Thank you. Chief Keller.
Mayor and Council, thank you for your time. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that you're going to have to hear from today, so I'm going to try to keep my approach very simplistic, and I'll try to keep my personal views out of it as well. Obviously, I'd be the first to say I do have some personal views on it, but I try to respect my position, and I echo a lot of the sentiment that Sheriff Cage has and the predecessors before me. Is obviously is being in charge of the Carlsbad Police Department. We're in the business of trying to engage and control the criminal element in Carlsbad. And I spoke with my officers about this at length, as we know this issue is coming to council. And I don't think any of us, when we get in this business, there's a lot of things that we do, a lot of brainstorming that goes on, a lot of ideas that go behind trying to figure out how we can engage and help control the criminal element in Carlsbad. And I don't think it's ever been it's ever been thought about for a minute that anything that's going to help our cause, it wouldn't involve taking the guns out of the good people of Carlsbad and Eddy County. We realize that there's always going to be a criminal element that exists, and we realize that we're going to have to deal with that in the same ways that we always have, and we're trying to bring new ways to deal with that. But I don't think for one minute, when talking to my officers and considering all the years of experience that come to the table, we've ever thought that the gun control laws that are starting to infiltrate our system would ever in any way help our system whatsoever. And I think that's very important for you to consider as a city of Carlsbad, is what's going to help the sheriff has to consider what he's going to do for his constituents and his department. The council has to consider what you're going to do for your department, the city of Carlsbad, and the citizens to help us out in this effort. And I don't believe the way that we're going is going to help us at all. And that's from an evaluation standpoint. We're often asked to enforce laws that our officers or our people have certain moral dilemmas about, whether they agree with it personally or they disagree with it personally. But those laws are often, when you look at them, we're often asked to enforce laws that protect the community, take into consideration that they're of good nature and they're to keep peace and order. I believe the stuff that we're talking about doesn't fall into any of those categories. So I kind of fall back on some things that, life lessons we learn as people growing up. There's times that we can do things, but that doesn't always mean that we should do those things just because we can. So as the chief of police for Carlsbad Police Department, I would tell you wholeheartedly I support the resolution, and I feel like that's based on professional experience, actually taking the time to go out and speak to the officers of my department, and also engaging, that we continually engage the citizens of this community, and I tell you there's an overwhelming support in the community of Carlsbad for it. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Call on Bobby Sullivan.
Mr. Mayor and council members, first of all, thank you for considering this to begin with. And thank you for allowing all of us that want to speak either for or against it. This is what democracy does. It hears both sides of it and makes a judgment. My name is Bob Sullivan. I'm a lifelong resident of Carlsbad. 45 years ago, I was sworn in as a police officer. I was sworn to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States and the state of New Mexico and enforce the laws of New Mexico. In all of those 45 years, I've done my best to be true to that oath. It's a very serious thing with me. During that 45 years, I've certainly enforced laws that I personally didn't like. But I believe they were constitutional, so I did my job. And now I'm faced with a situation where I firmly believe that the state of New Mexico has passed laws that put that in jeopardy. Because I don't agree with them.